The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
106 is the number. I doubt anybody will be held accountable, either any individual at Irish Water, for these incidents at plants at Ballymore Eustis, which supplies drinking water to parts of Dublin, or another which serves Goree and County Wexford. 52 confirmed illnesses on foot of those contaminations. Paula Mongey joins us on the line now. Paula, I believe you and your family were directly impacted, is that right?
Hi Ciarán, yeah, we were not to the extent that some of the family, some of the reports that are coming from the area, but yeah, we were definitely impacted by it. All right. We first noticed there was something off with the water on the 22nd of August and contacted Irish Water straight away.
So what did you notice? What happened first?
When I was filling up a bath for my kids that evening, I just noticed that the water in the bath kind of looked just a little bit yellowed, you know, that kind of a way. Like when you were running through the tap, like when it was free flowing, it didn't look any different than it did any other day. But it wasn't until we filled up the bath there and you could see it against the white bath that you could tell that there was something off. There was no different smell off it, no different taste off it, nothing like that.
So you ran the bath, and once you saw it, as in that volume of water against the white bath, you could tell it was kind of yellow.
Yeah.
Was it straight away you picked up the phone, you contacted Irish Water?
Straight away, yeah. I rang Irish Water and I told them that the water was a bit of a funny colour in Goree. Did they know what was going on? So they gave me a reference number and said, they asked me a load of questions, you know, did we have any work done on the house recently, all the usual things. Gave me a reference number, told me to run the water for 20 minutes and see if that cleared whatever was causing the discoloration.
And what happened afterwards? Did it clear the discoloration?
Did
you get back to them? What did they say?
I did, yeah. The next day I phoned them again for an update and I was told to check their website. There was no information updated on the website. I phoned again on the 24th. Again told that the update would be on the website. Nothing updated on the website. And my kids, I'd started to feel a little bit unwell at that stage, but my two kids were suffering at that stage with diarrhea and cramps.
So at this point, I assume you kind of had put two and two together yourself and you realised what had happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
your
water is yellow. Irish Water are telling you they have no reports of anything wrong, but your water is yellow and all of you have stomach problems.
Yeah, the penny dropped at that stage, yeah. So that was around the 24th then, yeah, with the eldest then. He was really not in a good way. Now, he didn't end up in hospital or anything like that, but he was really bad now with his tummy, the poor little thing. And it was the week of his birthday as well, so we all felt very sorry for him.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is awful. I mean, how, you know, most of us with young kids, they get stomach upsets and you just deal with it, you get on with it. But I mean, when you saw the yellow water, I mean, how worried did you get about what they had ingested?
Quite concerned, and I still am, to be honest with you. So kind of, you know, the back and forth with Irish Water between then and now, actually even up to quite recently, they'd sent me like an automated text message there on the 1st of September to say that the issue had been resolved, then updated their own website on the 2nd of September to say that there may have been an issue and it's been resolved. So on the 3rd, I phoned them up again, the 3rd of September, I phoned them again to say, listen, we've been drinking bottled water. Is the water safe to drink or isn't it? And I was told that they didn't have that information to hand, and I'd have to email, who was it now? It was operations to find out.
And did you ultimately find out? When did you find out you could drink your water again?
Well, we haven't drank the water since the 22nd of August here, and if I'm perfectly honest with you, and I don't think it will be anytime soon. They sent out on the 5th of September, they sent out an engineer from Wexford County Council who tested the water, but that was only after I had to kind of kick up a little bit of a stink on the previous Friday, you know, and it was only then was it escalated up to Wexford County Council.
I mean, I'm just looking at the dates, as you set them out. So on the 22nd of August, you contacted them, first of all. And then there was over and back, over and back, where they had no reported problems and were just telling you, listen, run the taps and don't worry about it.
Basically,
on the 1st of September, they say the problem's resolved. On the 2nd, they then, I suppose, reinvent history and say, well, there may not have been a problem. And if there was, it's possibly resolved. On the 3rd of September, you're back in touch with them. You're kicking up a stink. By the 5th, they're sending out an engineer.
Yeah.
You're not drinking the water. Have they advised advised you whether you can or can't still, or what's the latest advice?
They told me that I can. The results that came back from the guy who came out from Wexford County Council said the water is perfectly normal, all the levels of chlorine and everything are perfectly acceptable within the normal limits, but I'm not taking any chances. And, you know, the water may be fine, but it's the lack of information and the fact that there was nobody was forthcoming with any sort of information. The very least that should have happened there, Ciarán, was a boil water notice should have been issued, because we weren't the only family that were affected in the area. Like, Gorey is quite a big town, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been told it's safe to drink now. The water's clear, at least. Is it coming out of the taps?
It is. Yeah,
again?
No, it's clear. It looks perfectly normal and smells perfectly normal, but it's not a chance that I'm willing to take, to be honest.
Yeah, the officially 52 people have been confirmed as ill, but I mean, just you know, it doesn't take an expert to realise it's an awful lot more than that. That's 52 people who have gone to doctors or gone into hospital.
That's exactly it. I mean, all you have to do, Ciarán, is look at any of the local kind of Facebook forums in the area. You know, I'm not from the area originally, so I kind of joined a lot of them just to try and, you know, settle into the community a little bit. But there's an awful lot of reports of people, a lot more than 52 people who've had tummy issues in and around this period of time, you know. But it's the lack of communication. It was very badly handled, I feel, anyway, on the part of Irish Water.
Well, you're not alone in that. Paula, Joanne is on the line as well. Actually, Joanne, I understand you have experience of this as well.
Hi, Ciarán. Yes, very same as that lady, except for we didn't know. We didn't contact them. We never went to a doctor. The entire family was ill, even the family dog. And we were kind of, everybody came down sick, and my mother had showed me. She said she always complained about the water down in Gorey because it was cut off the whole time. And she just brought out a cup to me and said, look at that, look how mucky it is. And it was really, really dirty. And that was in a white cup. And I just said to her, oh, it's probably the rain, because it had been raining quite heavy the week before. And we just got very ill. And, you know, the entire family. And we were talking to some neighbours and they were ill, and you know, there was a family, they went to a doctor with a child, and my daughter kept checking. I'm not on social media, but my daughter is, and was checking to see was there boil water notices. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. We knew nothing, and we kept drinking this, and finally we put two and two together, and my mother said, you know, it's not the chicken we had, it's not the pork. We're all drinking the water. It's the only thing we were all drinking.
Yeah, it's funny.
So we were buying water.
You thought it was food, first of all, because I was thinking about this and I think that would be my gut reaction too, pardon the pun, is that if we all suddenly got sick in the house, I think, hold on, what did we eat?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, people were kind of joking and saying, oh, we won't buy meat in that shop anymore, you know? You know, and it was just finally after a few days when the entire house had been sick, we thought, because some members were saying, oh, I didn't eat any of the pork, or I don't eat meat, or I don't eat chicken. And then, you know, by a process of elimination, we all worked out the only thing we all ate or drank was the water, even the dog. So the entire house was ill, and it was hard going, you know, because I was fine. But, you know, I don't mean fine. I was fine work-wise. But, you know, one member of my household had to ring in sick with work. And as I said, none of us went to a doctor, but there was a lot more than 52, that, you know, hell of a lot more.
Yeah, well, you and your family and the dog are not in that 52, obviously, because you didn't go and report it anywhere. But you obviously got sick from the water. I mean, would you be reluctant to drink it again?
Not really, but I mean, what I'm annoyed about is nobody was told. We were drinking it until we all, you know, we were several days drinking it, and God knows what was in it. That's what, you know, that's why I'm annoyed. That should have went out. A notice should have went out immediately. And, and there was neighbours in our estate were ill and contacted Irish Water. Now, I can't obviously go into that because it's only hearsay coming from, you know, I'm not the one that contacted Irish Water. But
look, Paula,
there was nothing there either.
Paula contacted them, who we were just speaking to, on the 22nd of August, and was told for days on end to run the taps and it'd be grand. And then it wasn't until September, it wasn't until, what, 8 or 9 days later that there was any acknowledgement of a possible problem. And even at that, it wasn't until the 5th, until an engineer was sent out to test the water. So, you know, you're only kind of I suppose, repeating what she has just told us, which is that the level of communication was an utter disgrace, the lack of communication. But listen, Joanne, we appreciate you getting in touch and sharing the story, and Paula as well, both of whom got sick from that drinking water. The problem with the drinking water, that incident around Gorey, another one at Ballymore Eustace as well, affecting parts of Dublin.